And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong from the newsroom, and I'm really excited to be joined by Rafael Tomasetto, all the way from Los Angeles. He's a filmmaker who is scouting ideas and scenes for an upcoming film project, and is our guest on the morning interview today. Rafael, how are you?
Hey, Emily. First of all, thanks for having me on this early cold morning in Sitka. I'm quite excited to, you know, this is my fifth day here, and I've been getting so much information, seeing so many places. But every day I wake up really excited to discover more and explore.
What has been your mission at this stage of the film project here?
First of all, it would be an introduction to what Sitka was. I've been working with Patricia and Tony from Bayview Pub and a few other girls from Visit Sitka for a while, since June and July. That's when they introduced the project to me. So it's been a lot of researching, seeing photos, videos, but I wanted to experience myself with my own eyes and create my own perspective of the city was. And since I arrived, I've been connected so much with the community that it's funny how I say it. I feel like even though it's 5 days, I feel so welcome and part of it.
Yeah, definitely Sitka's specialty in making people feel very welcome. And I think that there's a lot of, there's been film projects that have come through or touched upon Sitka before, but nothing quite like this. You know, we had The Proposal, the famous Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock movie, where it's set in Sitka, but it doesn't actually ever come to Sitka. There's some exterior shots, whereas what you're proposing is something very on the ground. It's described in its press release as following residents on a journey where their identities intersect with the Alaskan landscape. So I was wondering if you could describe the scope of the project as you see it now, how many episodes, fiction or nonfiction, and what kinds of stories are you interested in telling up here?
Yeah, of course. To start that, I would like to describe a little of how we got to doing a TV show. Because first of all, when Patricia told me about Sitka, one of the things that intrigued me the most is every TV show or film that I watch from Alaska, it's either like a survival reality show or like a film more about crime or mystery. And I got really curious, what are the people like? What are their emotions? What is their daily routine? What do they do? Of course, they're surrounded by this amazing place and the landscapes are so alive. You know, if you're fishing, I'm sure that what you experience in the water, it's really vivid, or you have when you're doing a hike. But it's also a place in the middle of nowhere. Let's be honest, it's really hard to get here. So at the same time, I was really interested of how diverse this place is, how much culture there is, and how artistic it is. So one of the things that I was really quite intrigued to discover and explore, and instead of doing a film that would be an hour and a half, it would come, show here for 20 days, put it in the theaters and done, I thought, why don't we tag along what's happening in Hollywood, because I'm based in Los Angeles. So now when we do a film and TV, it's the same way of doing it. It changed a little bit of how we get there. And doing a show would allow us to do 8 episodes of 30 minutes. It's an anthology series. Why? For the fact that every episode we would drive around with different characters. So they all would be linked for the fact that Sitka is the protagonist. But, you know, we can start with a fisher's man on episode 1, and he ends up going to, let's say, a restaurant. Whoever he meets in the restaurant, it's the character for the second episode, and we start linking from there. The whole season in, let's say, season finale, we ended up Alaska Day, which brings everyone together. So we can start the show by beginning of summer and by beginning of fall. That would be a good storyline. We're still doing a lot of research and figuring out what exactly it's going to be each episode. And this trip has definitely gave me so much information, because every episode can be from a different perspective completely. But we want to go from what's the feeling of a high school kid living in Sitka all the way to someone who it's 80 or 90 and has, you know, a background and a family from the Native Americans and a lot of history. We can think about exploring a lot of archives to do maybe a black and white episode that would go back years ago and, you know, explore the Native American side to it as well, which I feel like is highly important. So there's a lot to, you know, I feel my job, I'm not going to be telling any stories. These stories are already here. as a producer, I'm just picking all the pieces and putting in a puzzle together,
mm-hmm.
and making sure I'm telling something that it's the audience wants to watch.
Yeah. Have you worked on this kind of project before? What is your filmmaking kind of, how do you see filmmaking in your approach?
So a TV show like that, I've never done. So it's a huge challenge for me, challenge for my career. And that's why I'm so excited. I know I have so much in my hands. Yeah. I'm originally from Brazil. So I have background in like marketing and audiovisual in São Paulo. Got my master's degree in Los Angeles, worked with films acquisition and sales in London,
mm-hmm.
and now have two production companies in Los Angeles. But most of it do is independent cinema. There's way more independent film. We support, mainly what I do is development, supporting emerging talent, mm-hmm. filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really good in the business side of it, and I have so many friends, and that's how the business started, that they're amazing writers, amazing directors, amazing artists, but they don't know what to do with it. So I created a support of making sure that we would make their projects, you know, viable and put it out there and give them their voice that they needed. So I feel like Sitka has a voice, just hasn't yet given a platform to how to show it or put it out there.
Yeah, it sounds like you're at a stage in your career where you are ready to take something like this on. And how did you know Sitka was the right inspiration for a film project for you? What was it about this place that first made you think, oh, I think this is it and this is where I should focus?
First of all, is when I look at something and I know it's going to be hard and challenging and it's way outside of my comfort zone, that's one of the reasons that also I say, oh, maybe this is an interesting project that I have to take on, mm-hmm. because it's going to be a journey of so much learning.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, when the community reached out and I realized that I would get the support from the place as well, because I go back to in LA, even though it's Hollywood, it's so hard to do anything because there's so many rules and laws and everyone, it's like, seems like they're trying to make your project fail in a way. And once you get to a place where people are so welcome and wanting to tell their stories, and they're so different from what I've been hearing people pitch me stories back in LA. And the diversity of, you know, this little town, I lived in Minnesota, I was in high school, mm-hmm. and it was a little town as well, but it was an amazing experience, but a little dead, let's say. There wasn't as much as you have here in this little island surrounded by so much water, which so much stories to tell. So that's one of the things that intrigued me so much of, woo, let's explore. And while my time here, I want to make sure that everyone who, you know, who is an artist who can get involved in the project anyhow, if you're, you know, a photographer, if you're a dancer, if you have worked in film before, you have experience with it. I've been meeting some local musicians to make sure we have like a local soundtrack for the show.
Mm.
Please reach out in our Facebook page. So we're quite interesting to work as much as we can with the local artists as well.
That's such an opportunity for Sitka to be kind of co-collaborators in telling mm-hmm. this story. So in addition to the Facebook page, that is the best way for people to reach you, and they should just search Sitka.
Sitka TV show.
Yeah.
They can also search my name on Facebook. It's Rafael Tomasetto. It's Rafael Tomasetto. Or they can go to my company's website, which mm-hmm. is drivenequation.com.
Driven Equation.
Yes.
Great.
So those are the best ways that they can find me. Or I'm in town for the next 2 days and a half, and I'm always around Bayview Pub. So if they have any questions, also Rachel from Visit Sitka, he's been supporting me a lot. If anyone,
Rachel Roy,
anyone has her contact, I'm sure she would pass along to me as well.
Great. Yeah. So if you're listening to this interview and you're interested in getting involved with a kind of a docudrama film, that anthology series that will be happening in Sitka that is fiction but based on Sitka's real lived reality, director Rafael Tomasetto is looking for artists to take part in that project. And you can get in touch with Rachel Roy at the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, or get in touch with Rafael directly through the Sitka TV show Facebook page, which we'll link to this interview on our website. I thank you so much for coming in and visiting Sitka, and I wish you luck in your project. When's the first day of filming, you think, this spring?
So ideally, we want to come shoot beginning of April, but okay. The idea is to come back in a few weeks again, because this was the first introduction, analyzing. I got so much information.
Yes.
I need a few weeks to digest and then put the puzzles together, and then come back with my business partner, which is Elena Sardinha, also from Brazil. We work together, so she's been reading everyday journals of what's going on, who I meet. I send her photos, videos, so she really wants to see it with her own eyes as well, so we both bring our perspectives to know what the show is going to be. So ideally, beginning of spring, so the weather's a little better. Mm-hmm. We're still not, I feel like Sitka's not too crowded on summer yet, so it gives us more space to work with the community, Great. Work with this space.
Great. Yeah. That's a wonderful time to start when the fishing happens and yes. the herring season. So, all right, Rafael Tomasetto, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us this morning about your project.
Thank you very much.